This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, actually of your Friday, to join me as we together study the New Testament, actually the entire Bible, but really the New Testament verse by verse. That's what we do here. That's where the Lord has blessed me to teach and to understand the original language of the New Testament, Koine Greek. We love to go and look at the original language and see how it applies here. And that's where we're at here today. We're looking at a lot of famous Greek words. One of them is prognosko. That means to know in advance. And that's one of the things we're going to look at here today as our studies take us to chapter 11 of the book of Romans, where Paul says that God has not cast away his people whom he prognosco, actually proegno, different form of that word. The word means to know in advance. This ties us in to the end of chapter 8, where Paul says, those whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. So Paul ties in what's happened to Israel and God's foreknowledge of what happened to Israel and us as well. So ties everything together. I used to think it was a different section. Now I've come to understand he's talking about the same thing. God's known it all in advance. That's where we're at here today. I invite you really quick. I got maybe 30 seconds left. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We're in Romans chapter 12. My sermon is Behave Like a Christian. Romans chapter 12. Let love be without hypocrisy, the apostle says. Sunday morning, 10:30, love to see you. Now we're going to crack into Romans chapter 11. Is God through with the Jew?
All right, now let's pick it up here, chapter 11. Now it would seem, after all this, like it's curtains for you, Rocky, right? Curtains. After everything we've seen, what's happened to Israel, certainly there's got to be no hope for them, right? He even anticipates that with how he words verse 1. I say then, after everything we've looked at, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I too am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. You see, there's the problem right off the bat, trying to figure out God. Has anyone here ever got into trouble trying to figure out God? Certainly not. In the Greek language, meganoito is what that is. That is the most emphatic two words in the entire Greek language. There is no more greater gavel than those two words in Greek, meganoito, translated as certainly not. The King James correctly picks two words. What's the King James say? God forbid. God forbid. Though God or forbid are not in that text, but it's a powerful word. God forbid. And now to prove his point, Paul's going to give two examples that God has not cast away his people, Elijah and himself. Going backwards, we'll start with number 2, Elijah. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel? saying, Lord, they've killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. What does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So in the second example, Isaiah thought God was through with the Jew and thought that he was the proverbial last man standing. And God showed him he was wrong. Elijah did, Darren, what you and I do. He leaned on his own understanding. He went by what he saw. I do that right here in this church all the time. He went by what he saw, and God showed him he was wrong. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You got to understand God's at work. He's at work here in his church too. You can't go by what you see. I say to you, if this church is faithful and preaches the word week in and week out, is faithful to God, and you give God all you've got, all your heart, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Be faithful to the word. I believe and I stand. If you do that, that God will bless that, by golly. I believe that. If I'm wrong, then we close the doors and move on. But that's not the God that I know. God blesses faithfulness. And we will continue to be faithful to God. We owe him our best. He's given us his best, his son, Jesus Christ. I love hearing the worship here this morning. It's great. It's just us and the Lord. And that's all that matters. No matter who is here, 10, 12, 15, 20 people, we worship the Lord. It's not dependent on anything else. It's dependent on what he's done for you. Here we're going to see in this text, Gentiles got arrogant because of what God did for them. We're going to get to that here coming up in just a moment. Again, Elijah. Now, God's answer to Elijah was, I have reserved for myself 7,000 men. Now, Paul's first example was himself. He said, for I too am an Israelite. God's not through with the Jew. This is Paul speaking. God's not through with the Jews. He saved me, didn't he? Then Paul says, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Here we go again, right? That's what started all this 2 months ago. Romans chapter 8. He's tied them in together now. He's tied in whom he foreknew. These he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. He's tied in you with Israel's falling. All together. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. God knew this was going to happen. The Old Testament, I just read all the verses out of it. Isaiah said, who's believed our report? And he was talking about the suffering servant. The Old Testament saw it coming. Isaiah wrote that 700 years before it happened. Prognosco, to know in advance. Again, what he means here is none of this has taken God by surprise. He knew in advance Israel would respond this way. He doesn't counter-respond according to man's actions like playing chess. God decrees and God ordains. Ephesians 1:11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Whether it's the falling away and restoration of Israel, or the death and crucifixion and resurrection of the Son of God, God is working all things out according to his will. So don't let what you see concerning Israel be the determining factor. Believe the word of God that restoration is coming. And in next week's sermon, we're going to see that happen. And depending on how you look at it, that day will either be the greatest day ever or a person's worst nightmare. the fullness of the Gentiles. That'll be next Sunday. Now, verse 5. Even so, then, at the present time, there is a remnant. According to the election of grace, a remnant, a Jewish person here, Jewish person there. From Susie to Carol to Paul, Elijah, to Rabbi Eckstein on the television, to Zola Levitt. There is a remnant of Jewish people that believe. And now verse 7 is key in understanding what's happened to Israel. And how they got to where they are. Verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks. Which is what, church? Remember at the end of chapter 9. What did you say? The righteousness of God. This is all one big parenthesis. Israel has been seeking the righteousness of God by trying to keep the law and trying to keep rules. Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. And the rest were blinded. Greek word porosis. It's a medical condition for calluses that grow on a bone, making it soft and can break easy. Like osteo is the Greek word for bones. Osteoporosis. Here it's happened to the heart. Israel's not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it. That is the righteousness of God. We've been made right with God. We've obtained it, and the Jews haven't. Matter of fact, they were blinded. Verse 8, the Old Testament said it would be this way. You see that? Verse 8, it says, as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor. Look at that. Look who gave it to them. God has given them a spirit of stupor. Eyes that they should not see. Ears that they should not hear to this very day. Now he quotes David talking about it. David said, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see and bow down their back always. Wow. Look at this verse 8. Again, question. Who is the one responsible for what's happened to Israel? Answer. God. God has given them a spirit of stupor. Greek word, katanuxeos. The word means, well, the two best definitions I know of, a drunken stupor and a senseless mental condition.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.